AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says Iran has until tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
If there's no deal 4 hours after the deadline,
they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants. Stone Ages, yeah.
Seeming to widen his threat from civilian targets to all of Iran. Asked if he's worried that would be a war crime.
No, not at all. No. I hope I don't have to do it.
But says Iranians would actually welcome the strikes.
They would be willing to suffer that in order to have freedom.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran yesterday rejected a 45-day ceasefire proposal, saying it wants a permanent end to the war. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency says Tehran conveyed its response through Pakistan, a key mediator. The head of the Iranian diplomatic mission in Cairo, Egypt, told the AP yesterday, quote, "We only accept an end of the war with guarantees that we won't be attacked again." In Turkey, officials say three people opened fire at police outside a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul today. The attack led to a gunfight that left one attacker dead. The other two were captured with injuries. Interior Minister Mustafa Sifti wrote on X that one of the attackers was linked to a group he described as, quote, exploiting religion. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Hungary to support Prime Minister Viktor Orban's campaign ahead of a pivotal election. Orban has been in power since 2010 and is facing a tough race against the center-right TISA party. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is proposing a pause in attacks on energy infrastructure over the Orthodox Easter holiday next weekend. This is AP News. The Artemis II astronauts completed their record-breaking trip around the moon. The four crew members were treated to never-before-seen views of the moon's far side. They're set to splash down back on Earth this Friday. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a member of rap group Migos being shot.
The rapper Offset has been shot in Florida and is in stable condition. A spokesperson for the Migos rapper has confirmed the shooting and says he's being treated at a hospital. The Seminole Police Department says a person sustained injuries that were not life-threatening at a valet area outside of the Seminole Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. The police department did not identify the victim. The statement says two people were detained by police and officials are investigating the incident. Offset's cousin Takeoff, another member of Migos, was shot dead in 2022. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.